We're joined by the Congleton Town manager, Richard Duffy. Rich, it's always a busy summer. It seems to be very busy at the Clerick Stadium. Let's start on the so much to discuss, but let's start on the three players who've departed the club or were announced separately. That's, of course, Max McCarthy, Ethan Hartson and Pete Williams. You must be disappointed to have lost all three of them players, three really good players at the club.
Yeah, absolutely, for the service, you know, the service they give us over the, you know, Pete and Ethan since more or less when I joined, and obviously Max a little bit later on. Yeah, the service they've given us, and yeah, obviously it's come to an end. Three have decided to move on for different reasons. So yeah, disappointed with that, but you know, I got to thank them for their service and wish them well.
Yeah, just focusing on Max quickly. A lot of people were wondering, did the club do everything they can to retain his services? I guess, you know, your message to any supporters wondering was you and Chaz and Louis Dodds and Pete Williams did everything you could to keep Max McCarthy at Congleton Town for next season.
Yeah, listen, you know, you try your best, but you know, just to stand in the lad's way of going to the Northern Premier League. You know, I couldn't have stopped him. I'll be honest. It's a move for him to improve in his career. We know where we are on the ladder as a club. Would we like to keep him? Of course, yeah. But realistically, you know, if I'm honest with myself, we might well have lost him last season if it weren't for that horrific injury he had in the playoffs. So, you know, he deserves his shot at the you know, a couple of levels above, and hopefully does well.
Yeah, he's got a few Northern Premier League West alumni with him, Rio Clegg and Carl Hawley have also gone there, so it'd be in good company. But looking at your retain list, four lads from there as well you haven't kept. Sean Brisley, we know he retired in the at the end of the season. George Sankey, Ebu Badji and Cole Agunju, you've not retained the services of. What was the thinking behind them?
Yeah, obviously Briz retired with his knee, and you know, he was only with us 18 months, probably, you know, a season and a half, and unfortunately we didn't get to see the best of him last season with his niggling knee injury. You know, a great player and even better person, and we wish him well. George, yeah, probably come to the end of the road, probably needs a fresh start, and you know, there's definitely ability in there. Probably didn't get the chances he wanted last season for various reasons, injury to start with. But yeah, you know, been great for us over the years. And listen, we have to move on as well. We've got to freshen things up. We can't become too stale. And you know, I felt we were that for, you know, parts of last season. We've become a little bit stale, unfortunately. And you know, it's time to freshen things up a little bit.
Yeah, and looking at the players you have kept on that retain list, you've got a real good core still of the squad. Certainly defensively, I think you retained, apart from Sean Brisley, you've retained your entire defence, and of course you've added to it with Julius and Dene.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know we finished fifth from bottom, but you know, a defensive record, clean sheets, wasn't too bad. You know, I think fifth or sixth in the league for clean sheets. And yeah, we struggled the other end of the pitch, believe it or not, after the season before where we couldn't stop scoring. And it's just a funny old game. You know, the same players, we couldn't reproduce what we did the season before. And like I just said, you know, we need to freshen things up, and that's what we're doing.
And freshen it up, you've brought three new signings, and already we've just mentioned Julius and Dene, but Rob Stevenson and Shaquille Jones Griffiths at the club. Shaquille, of course, returning to the club. What can they add to this Congleton Town side?
Winning. You know, the Rob and Julius have both won this league before. Rob has scored loads of goals. Julius appeared, you know, more or less every game, and played lots of games at the league above as well since they got promoted. So, you know, two real good signing for us, and Shaq, who did move on for us and played, you know, 100 odd games in the league above Hyde, and you know, you don't get to do that if you're a poor player. So I believe we're bringing back a Shaq that's that's a better player than when he left us.
Yeah, and of course, all three of them were with the Northern Premier League, Premier Division clubs last season. So it's showing that you've got the ability to recruit, and players are wanting to come from the higher division, drop down the league to play for Congleton.
Yeah, obviously Rob being out injured for a period of time has probably helped us in that sense. You know, if we can get him back to anywhere near what I believe he is and what he believes he will be, then you know, hopefully he can have a really successful season like he did last time he was in this league. And so yeah, we brought experience in. That's not to say we're going away from our younger players. We're not doing that at all. But when these players become available, then you know we had the chance to get them, and obviously we've made that count.
Yeah, just talk to us about how Rob Stevenson, you managed to convince him to join the club, because I think quite a lot of people heard the interview we did with his old club, Hensford Town. I think it was about October, November time, and it sounded like he was ready to retire, or he had retired. So how have you managed to get him back to being a first team footballer?
I think it's down to him. I think he's desperate to get back and to prove that he can still do it. Obviously, getting the injury he had was obviously a setback for him and lasted a lot longer than he would have wished. And yeah, he's chomping at the bit, you know, to get back. And ultimately, he just told me that, you know, he wants to get back winning games and scoring goals. So you know, if we can get him doing that, or if he can get himself doing that, then we'll be in a good place. Yeah.
Yeah, and finally, I know fans are always keen to hear about new signings. Do you think there'll be any more before pre-season, or are you going to wait now to get a few lads in during pre-season and have a look at them before making a decision on them?
No, absolutely. We were talking to a few. There's a few offers in the making, so we're just waiting on some answers from people as well. Will we get them all? Probably not, no. But that's the way it is. That's, you know, it's getting hard. Honestly, it's getting really, really hard to recruit. And so, yeah, it's, you know, we got to be patient. We got to pick up the right players for the club. And, you know, if we got to wait and wait, we will. But, we want to get players in to get a good pre-season into them, understand what we're about. New players coming through the door, so we're going to need to do, you know, a lot of work on the training field throughout pre-season while getting them fit at the same time. And yeah, we'll have trialists in also looking at them and see if they can improve us also.
You mentioned quickly just about recruitment being a lot harder. Is that because we're seeing the likes of Stafford Rangers, obviously Macclesfield throughout the years, hence for Towns, they've got the big budgets and can, you know, wheel and deal and splash any cash they want to?
I just think in general every club wants to have a go, and some clubs will spend more than others. You know, local clubs at the minute are, you know, trying their best to get up the leagues as well, and you know we try and fish in the same pond, and it just becomes impossible then. So you know, we got to think a little bit outside the box who we can bring in. We try and keep it local if we can. But yeah, it is what it is. We'll recruit the right people to make us better. That's what we got to do.